Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 64th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 47 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When God told Abraham in verse number 13, God said to Abram, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs." Now, God's telling Abram, your seed, which would be those that follow you, not Abram, but probably your children, grandchildren, whoever it was. God didn't tell him, but obviously it would be his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, generations that follow, that they will be strangers in the land that's not theirs. This is happening now in Egypt. "And shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. So already God had told Abram, listen, you're going to have your descendants are going to be in a strange land for 400 years. So here they come from Canaan. And the boys tell Pharaoh, we're just sojourners. We're just going to be here for a short time in their mind. Now, whether or not they were trying to tell Pharaoh what he wanted to hear. You know, sometimes we tell people what people want to hear. Am I talking to the right people? You know, you don't want to tell them the truth. If they would have told Pharaoh, hey, we're going to be here 400 years, Pharaoh might have had different thoughts. I don't know. But it's interesting, the language that's being used here. We've come here to sojourn, and the word sojourn means it's just being a temporary resident. We're just going to stay a little while. And that little while turned out to be 400 years. So again, I don't know if they knew or if the 400 years that they were going to have to stay. Because I kind of think Abram probably told Isaac, and then Isaac probably told Jacob. And I don't know if it passed on down through the kids. I don't know. But it turned out to be 400 years. Interesting. Probably, I think they're just trying to tell Pharaoh what he wanted to hear. If you told someone, we're going to stay in your land 400 years, and I think Pharaoh would have second thoughts. But anyway, neither here nor there. And then notice in verse number 6, Pharaoh agreed to allow them to dwell in Goshen. It was the best of the land. The best of the land. Matter of fact, he says in verse number 6, the land of Egypt is before thee, and in the best of the land, Pharaoh is speaking, and the best of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. Hey, they are so welcome here. Matter of fact, they can have that up there. And in Pharaoh's mind, my people aren't using it anyway. Hey, they're sure welcome to it. And while they're there, take care of my cows. That's interesting to me. And the reason is because he knew that those boys could do a better job of taking care of the cattle and whoever, whatever animals that than his own Egyptian people, because they didn't like doing that. And these folk come from Canaan, but that's what they did. So it's interesting how all this puts together. I love putting these things together. And Pharaoh probably said, you could do a much better job, so be in charge of my cattle. Proverbs 21:1, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. So remember, God's still in control. And God's turning the heart of the king. And it's my prayer that God would turn the heart of our president. I'm not going to get political at all today, but we're in a mess. Our country's going down in a terrible direction. But yet the Bible says that the heart of the king's in the hand of the Lord. Now, Biden ain't our king. I don't even hear from him. You know, somebody else. Biden's not running this country. You know that, by the way. I think they tell him when to get up and get out of bed. They probably tell him what to eat. I don't know. I shouldn't be saying all this. But anyway, you got the picture. All right. But I do believe that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. God has a plan for us. God has a plan for Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. God has a plan for our families. And God has a plan for the United States of America. Boy, I hope it's good. I don't know, but we shall see. Let's move on. Verses 7 through 10. And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set before him. Now I'm going to read these next verses. There's some awesome things here we're going to comment on. I want you to get the picture. Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, "How old art thou?" And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, "The days of my years, the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, have the days of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers and the days of their pilgrimage." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh again, and he went out from Pharaoh. Why is that so important? Notice, first of all, that it's Jacob who is blessing Pharaoh. We find in Hebrews chapter number 7, verse 7, that the Bible declares that the less is blessed by the greater. It's the greater who blesses the less. Are you following? Pharaoh is the most mighty king, not just of Egypt, but the entire world, because there's famine throughout the world, and he's controlling it all. And we learned last week, not only he has all the food, now he has all the cattle, he has all the land, he has everything. And in walks Jacob, never seen him before, walks into the king's presence, and it's Jacob, the man of God, who puts his blessings upon that mighty king. Boy, there's something to be said there. You can preach a sermon out of there. Don't you mess with the man of God. Amen, preacher. When God has his hand on somebody, other people know it too, talking about a true man of God. There's something about when Jacob walked into Pharaoh's presence, I promise you, Pharaoh knew there was something different about this guy. He obviously has raised a wonderful son, you know, up to 17 years of age, and Joseph and his commitment and his mind. And by the way, parents, a lot of times, and I know we have to be careful how I say this, the kids are a reflection on their parents. I know, and we have folk in here and other folk there, they raise their children the best they can, and they leave the house, and they sow the wind. We understand all that. But listen, it's so important for us as parents to pour ourselves into the lives of our children, into the lives of our grandchildren. We had some of our grandchildren over this weekend, spent some time with them, and boy, had a great time with them, had prayer with them, and just spend time with them and try to impact their life. And when Jacob walks in, Pharaoh knew there was something different about this man. And so Pharaoh, he's the mighty king, allows this low life. Remember, they didn't like these shepherds. Did keep that? They were an abomination. We just read it. They were an abomination to the Egyptians, but he allowed Jacob to give him a blessing. That's powerful. That's powerful, man. Remember, Melchizedek blessed Abraham in Genesis 14:9, showing his superiority to Abraham. Abraham brought him tithes, and there's a story there about that blessing, how the greater blesses the less. And you have this picture, the king of Egypt, in other words, how Jacob comes in and he blesses Pharaoh. Interesting. Pharaoh acknowledged Jacob was a man of God by accepting his blessings. And what a meeting that must have been. The greatest king on earth at that time, the most powerful king, recognizing Jacob, sometimes he's called Israel, as a man of God. He knew there was something different about this man.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us this Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m., June 28th through the 30th, for revival services with special speaker Mike Holcomb. And then July 3rd at 6 p.m., the Old Paths Quartet will be with us. That's this Saturday, July 3rd, 6 p.m., at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.